It is simply power versus force. And there's a big difference in the frequency, the vibration between coming from a space of power compared to force, which creates a counterforce that is in moving. We all know the difference between pushing and progressing. We all know that we are looking for the progress, but we don't know what that push looks like in that progress. And so, as we look towards understanding this difference between pushing force and progressing power, when we operate from ego, we edge the gold out of our life, the goodness, the God out of our life, and the control, believe it or not, out of our life. We have a need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, worried. And when we do this, we interfere with the infinite amount of energy or power that we are part of. We interfere with, which then results in what seems to be a burning of energy when it's actually a stalling of energy and results of outcomes. When we can calibrate at a higher frequency, a higher vibration, lessen the interference of the ego, and move and progress with courage and willingness and the alignment of the divine direction with devotional behavior, which is a combination of what we pay attention to and what we give intention to by doing, thinking, saying, believing, and feeling in alignment with what we believe to be our divine direction. In that devotional, intentional manner, we turn the same effort into the compounding outcomes that we desire or better. The framework in which we will discuss today helps us tune that frequency. It helps us tune the dial of our consciousness, the infinite, so that we stop forcing and stop forcing our lives in a direction and start allowing sustainable success, utilizing the infinite power that we are part of. Our goal is simple. Identify our current station, our current frequency, our current elevation. Clear the interference between us and the infinite power that we're part of, and then choose higher behaviors or more aligned behaviors in that devotional manner with discipline plus attention and intention to create actions that will sustain momentum today. And then rinse and repeat. We will be happy to give you the guides and the exercises from today at david@dmeltzer.com. David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. david@dmeltzer.com. And we are happy to send this to you. Just let me know the exercises and guides. Just email me directly. The first lesson, under the guise of power versus force, is that we tune into what we already are. I am, therefore I think, not I think, therefore I am. I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am worthy, I am infinite. What am I doing to interfere with it? And how do I tune that ease in a trajectory of where I want to be or better? Our results in our human experience will mirror our calibration to the frequency of the infinite. These interfering energies, like worry and guilt and resentment, anger, frustration, separation, will interfere with that infinite energy, while the alignment to it is what creates power and alleviates the necessity for force. So many of us obsess over future obstacles, competitors, and neglect of those around us that we care the most about, stalling our pipelines and our personal behaviors into a constrictive energy that moves us from a learning zone into a comfort zone into an enabled zone. We don't tune into the world we want is our biggest problem. We tune into the world that we're calibrated to. We don't tune into the world that we want. We look at what we don't want, what we don't have, what other people want, what social media wants for us, instead of calibrating into what we desire and then utilizing devotional behaviors, categorizing our behaviors as either this is aligned with, calibrated with what I want, or it's interfering with it. It's not difficult. But remember, the simple things to do are simple not to do. We need to first ask ourselves, what station are we tuned into right now? Are we tuned into the station of what we don't want? Are we tuned into the station of what other people want? Are we tuned into the station what social media is expecting us to have? Or are we tuning into what we want personally, experientially, giving and receiving wise? Identify the station of the state of calibration. Is this strengthening us or weakening us? There's many different tests that you can do to see body tests that are out there. Just go ahead and ChatGPT it or Google it, and you can label each and every one of these stations that you're tuned into as either strengthening or interfering or weakening you. Pause and breathe 4, 7, 8, then act from a strengthened position of power. Dissipating, dissolving, and disappearing the interference that creates a weakening state. Make sure that we set our aligned priorities each and every day by having non-negotiable behaviors that are aligned regardless of the circumstances of the day. Utilize time to assign to the non-negotiable behaviors each and every day. Align these and prioritize these no matter what happens today, no matter what circumstances arise. I will take care of my sleep and my health and my family, my finance, my faith. I will study time and relativity or meaning of that time to align with the frequency, the calibration that I desire. And I will apply my why with devotional, disciplined attention and intention in the divine direction I think I want to be or better. We tune into a station, into what we already are. That allows us to clear the interference. Just like our radio, we calibrate to what we desire in a devotional behaviors of what we do, what we say, what we think, what we feel, and what we believe. If you like the exercise for lesson one or number one, along with the training, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number two. We choose power over force. Force exhausts us. It burns us out. It is full of ego and control illusions. But power sustains us. It is connecting to and through the truth. It is a responsiveness behavior. When we try to make things happen, when we try to control the results, when we attach our emotions to an outcome, by micromanaging ourselves and others, not only do we burn ourselves out, but we burn others out as well. There is no need. We need to teach our values of gratitude, to find the light, the love, and the lessons, forgiveness, to make the mistakes and move on, accountability, to learn from each of those mistakes by being responsible, by attracting it, by participating in a perception and learning from it. And then we can live inspired in spirit, with inspiration, with truth and sustainability of power, not forcing ourselves to where we want to be. Force is a movement. It creates a counter movement. Force will create counter force no matter what, where power sustains itself with ease, allowing us to clear the interference that's created by our force or other people's force. Effort of this devotional, disciplined attention and intention without alignment is force. Attachment is force. Alignment with devotional behavior, the combination of discipline, attention, and intention of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing in a consistent, persistent pursuit of your truth, potential, and responsiveness is power. And that power is infinite. What are you doing to interfere with it? We need to make a conscious choice of power over force. release the need for approval, for being right, for being separate or inferior or superior. Release the need for controlling outcomes or thinking you can control outcomes. Replace the response to the reaction to fear with one values-aligned response of stopping. When we have uncertainty in our life, the ego will evoke itself with the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, worried, or resentful, I promise you. And instead of trying to force with a counterforce, just stop and assign that aligned response to where I want to be or better. Schedule the non-negotiable time and utilize the prioritization of negotiable circumstantial time to prevent frantic behaviors, frantic responses, frantic multitasking, frantic urgency, frantic interfering responses. Make sure that we are summarizing the moments that we allowed to happen by clearing the interference, not forcing it to happen. We must choose power over force. Stop micromanaging yourself and others. Stop exhausting yourself and others. Use the truth and responsiveness of stopping, dropping, and rolling to choose power over force. If you'd like lesson number two exercise, email me along with the guides and training from today, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number three, we cross the threshold of courage. Courage is sometimes misunderstood as a forceful characteristic where it's truly a powerful position. Courage doesn't move, force does, which creates that counterforce in a manner of physics, quantum physics, and metaphysics. Courage is the first level of integrity of truth. Courage is when responsibility, accountability of the lessons learned through gratitude and forgiveness replaces blame, shame, and justification. Courage is the understanding that our devotional behaviors will replace the instant and obvious reaction of the ego. That these devotional behaviors, the discipline every single day in a persistent, consistent pursuit of what we're paying attention to, personally, experientially, giving and receiving, in the intention of what am I doing, what am I saying, what am I thinking, what am I feeling, and what am I believing, and are any of these things interfering with where I want to be or better, or are they aligned with my divine direction? We need to stop postponing the things that will get us to where we want to be. The conversations, the asking for help, the sales call, the knocking on doors, whatever it may be, the study of time and relativity. We can make it with humility, knowing that we're either humble or we're about to be. This is what creates the momentum, the clearing of the interference in the divine direction with devotional behavior. We need to stop feeling overwhelmed and postponing what we desire. And the antidote is called prioritization. We need to prioritize what we want, who we can help, who can help us, and how best to get it done each and every day beyond the non-negotiable behaviors of our sleep, our health, our family, our faith, our finance, the study of time, the study of relativity. So many of us think we need confidence, but we don't need confidence to start. We need courage to tune higher, to elevate the awareness through the vibration or frequency in which we have, knowing that everything vibrates, the earth, the plants, the animals, humans, sound, light, and thought. Knowing that courage exists at the highest frequency of thought, which is the truth. And we all know the truth vibrates the fastest, and we need to tune in to the truth. If we can identify different courageous acts and try to get those done first during the day, we can create this progression of lessening the interference between us and where we want to be. We could actually replace the blame, the shame, and the justification with the accountability in what we do, say, think, feel, and believe when we choose what we've learned. When we chose to do it, when we learned from it, breaking through the objectives into 24-hour circumstantial behaviors and devotional directives, we can define our own lives through sustainable power and not have to force it. We can track this progress by time. How much time am I spending in the divine? How much time am I interfering with it? And go through the simple things to do and the simple things not to do. We can even create a checklist to see if we're doing the simple things to do. Lesson three is we need to cross the threshold of courage into truth and integrity, accountability, and stop the blame, shame, and justification. If you like the exercise for lesson number three, along with the training guides from today, david@dmeltzer.com, pinned right here, and with my text number to be invited and informed. The fourth lesson for today's training is we are the ones who clear our interference. We're the ones that clear the interference. We already are part of the power, and we can use our free will in order to identify what we're doing, because it's instant and obvious to interfere with where we want to be or better our divine direction with devotional behaviors categorized as, is this aligned with where you want to be or better, or is this interfering with it? Anxiety, attachment, and resistance will paralyze our directives, our decisions, and our devotion. When we clear the interference of anxiety, attachment, and resistance, we can restore the creative co-commanding powers and focus of the devotion. Attention plus intention equals the coinciding of that universal abundance, of the infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that we all belong to, and the power that exists in that unified system. So many of us delay starting or launching because we're attached to a concept that doesn't exist in the human experience, the attachment to perfection. And when we are attached to perfection, not progress, we will miss every time the real opportunities that exist. We must not delay the start. We must every day do, say, think, feel, and believe in alignment with where we want to be or better. And having non-negotiable behaviors will hedge your bet on each and every guarantee that God has given us the 24 hours each day. Having non-negotiable behavior will hedge your bet by giving you 12 hours of progress, not perfection. We can learn, and most of that is sleep, by the way, the 12 hours of progress, not perfection, but it will give you 90% exponentiality to what you desire comparatively to the circumstantial behavior where we're seeking some sort of right or wrong decision-making process that may be attaching us to some falsehood of perfection, not progress. Remember, what we fear, what we attach to, what we resist, not only persists, but it jams our signal. It interferes with our infinite, abundant, unified system that will guide us in a devotional, divine direction to where we want to be or better, guiding us through gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability to learn the lessons and asking and labeling it, what did I learn from it? What did I do to be responsible? What did I do to attract this? What did I do to participate in this perception? And what am I supposed to learn from it? So often we need to ask ourselves, what are we actually afraid of? What are we actually attaching to? What are we actually resisting? So many of us make up falsehoods. I see it all the time with the people that I coach. They'll say, oh, I'm doing this for my family. Are you really? Or are you attaching to the outcome saying, I'll be happy when, instead of for the sake of what? I promise you, if you ask yourself for the sake of what, you will know what you're afraid of, attached to, and resist. Always continue to know your now and know your next. Utilize the smallest next steps that dissolve each of these interfering behaviors to allow us to utilize the devotion, the discipline of attention and intention of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing in a divine direction to where we want to be or better. Make sure that we shift an imperfect version of ourselves and time box these decisions as negotiable, non-negotiable, planned or unplanned, paid for or unplayed for, or even with our sleep. We can actually reset each day by stopping, dropping, and hold and rolling so that when we have an instant and obvious reaction to the uncertainty or fear or circumstances of the day, a need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, or worried, you know it immediately. You don't need therapy. But we have a reset and we have free will to reset, which is no matter what we are feeling, instead of trying to force or resist, or be afraid, just stop. Inhale acceptance, exhale attachment. Inhale acceptance, exhale attachment. And then roll into what we want, who we can help, who can help us, how to get it done. Knowing our now and knowing our next, we clear the interference through the process of resetting, of stopping, dropping, and rolling. If you would like exercise number four, lesson number four, we clear interference each and every moment, minute, and day. Simply email me with the training guides and exercises and books, david@dmeltzer.com, pinned right there below, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number five, we lead from intelligence. We lead at a higher frequency based off of being an intelligent follower, not a forceful leader. Gandhi overthrew the British Empire by leading at a higher frequency. Our teams, our group, our consciousness, our communities mirror our calibration. Low frequency leadership breeds scarcity. High frequency leadership compounds trust and results. We need to test the leaders around us. We need to play for the right teams and play on the right positions in those teams to be a leader or an intelligent follower or both. It is those that mirror our calibration that move from micromanaging forceful behavior to facilitating, to making easy, clear outcomes and delegation. Execution accelerates, it aggregates, and most beneficial, it compounds exponentially the objectives at hand in a divine direction with devotional behavior, discipline, attention, and intention. Our best leaders don't push harder, they tune higher. Look for those that are listening for what you think. Look for those intelligent followers that are tuning higher, that are not in resistance and force, but sit in their power. These best leaders need not push you. They will tune higher to inspire. They will be the ones to define the divine outcomes. They will help to facilitate the guardrails and allow you to be accountable and then delegate and empower you, not force you. That is why these values that I teach are so important: gratitude, empathy, accountability, and inspiration, effective communication. Replace the nonsensical busy work with understanding the quantitative value of seeing how much time people are spending in the divine and how much time they're spending interfering with it. Celebrate the learning loops that we create as leaders. Let's celebrate the learning loops with the systems of what's working, what we need to change, and what's next. Utilize the AAA strategy of alignment, action, and adjustment. If you like that AAA strategy, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Make abundant decisions every day, looking at the long-term trajectory over the short-term success. Remember that we lead as intelligent followers. We lead at a higher frequency. Find those at a higher frequency and play for those teams and pick the position on that team that you want to play. If you like the exercises, AAA strategy, guides, and books, just email me for lesson number 5 and all of them, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number 6. We let the alignment do the heavy lifting. We don't need to use force. Power exists in alignment, action, and adjustment. When we tune higher and surround ourselves with higher frequencies, conflict will resolve itself faster. Things will accelerate. The resources will aggregate, and the right people will find us. And stress, interference loses its power. It dissipates, it dissolves, it disappears from our life. We shift from pride and low frequency energy to willingness and humility and mercy and frugality to ask for help, and the right people will appear. We don't need to fix people. We just outgrow their frequency and create a new environment that will upgrade all of us and with us and through us and from us. When we are doing a daily calibration, understanding, is this aligned in the divine power that we are part of, or is it interfering, weakening us in its calibration? We need to ask ourselves, what would courage look like in this moment? And then be disciplined, pay attention to that, and give it its intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. Practice willingness, not force. Have humility as your partner. Ask for help, make the call. Give somebody the higher feeling and frequency of being able and capable of helping you. When we feel highest or closest to God is when we're able and capable of helping others. Give people that opportunity. Stop cheating them. Close each and every day the way we begin it, with gratitude. The easiest and fastest way to get aligned and not do the heavy lifting is to remind yourself, I'm thankful. Say it before you go to bed and when you wake up, and I promise you, if you do this each and every day, your life will change for the better, guaranteed. There are no interfering energies to gratitude, forgiveness, or accountability. If you would like the exercise of lesson number 6, we let alignment do the heavy lifting, as well as the other exercises, guides, and the books and the training from today, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Power versus force. Know the difference between pushing and progressing. Understand that we are a dial in a frequency of abundance, of more than enough of everything for everyone, allowing sustainable power to utilize in our divine direction and devotional behaviors of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing. Our goal is simple: identifying where we are today, our current station, and tuning in, clearing the interference, categorizing it as, is this aligned with where I want to be or better? Or is this interfering with it? Choose higher behaviors, higher people, higher circumstances, and let the action create the momentum itself through power, not force. Power isn't more effort. It's better calibration. When we choose courage over interference, over anxiety, responsiveness, reactivity, resistance, when we choose alignment over ego, we unlock the truth, the trust, the acceleration, aggregation, and compounding of outcomes for a long-term value across our personal and professional relationships. The dial is already there. It's already here and already will be. Our daily questions and devotional behaviors of disciplined attention and intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe will tune it consistently and progress as we go. If we keep asking where we're calibrated today and where we want to be in the future, and ask ourselves, is this strengthening or weakening us? Is it aligned with or interfering with? And understanding what courage looks like today, right now, we won't need to chase or force the outcomes that we desire. No matter what evidence is there today, whether it's non-existent or it's contrary to where you want to be, I promise you the results will find us when you tune into that station of that result. Tune higher, act smaller, repeat and rinse daily. This has been the Napoleon Hill Weekly Training, Power versus Force. If you would like the exercises and guides from today, my book, or anything else I can do to be of service, please email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.